Crimson Reporters?
Talking to the player. I don't think they know you're out here.
I don't know. Okay. Chase me back.
It's just a shame you get 28-10 for Brian and you just can't put enough around it.
Yeah, you know, it's almost identical to the game out of exams last year at Yale for the first time. More significant this year, the first time all year we put an opponent on the line a lot more than ourselves. I mean, what we've done all season long in terms of making more free throws than our opponent shoots, totally negated. So it was totally out of character for the club. You know, I think we didn't have the defensive stamina that we needed at critical points in time, didn't have the stamina to rebound the ball defensively in the second half, and then didn't have the discipline. I think we talked about that, about things that leave you during the exam period, and discipline to guard without keeping our hands on people. So the same thing actually happened last year at Yale. The difference was they had made some threes, and ironically, we have one of our best three-point field goal defensive games against them. It's just the free throw shooting was way too much, and just didn't make defensive coverages the way we should have.
Frank, can you talk a little bit about the technicals? The ref came over and told me in the second half there was abusive language in the first half.
Yeah, well, you know, the time had expired, so I figured, well, you know, we're talking not during the game, we're talking at halftime with a guy that I know actually for years. I used a word that I might use as he walked out here now. It's still, and it's something that just happened, and so it's his prerogative to do that. He felt that the difference in the two plays was that our player tried to initiate contact, and my point was, well, it's an end-of-half situation. The guy is going to take a moving shot going towards the basket. I mean, that's how you launch half-court shots. You have to be in motion to get off a half-court shot, so I'm not so sure he was blatantly trying to initiate contact. Whatever.
How bad did the two of them hurt you tonight? Two technicals.
I'm not sure.
At halftime, were you guys disappointed to be up three, given how relatively well you played in the first half?
I think they were disappointed in the sense that we lost our legs a little bit towards the end of the half and the second half. So I think they were more concerned about their conditioning and their stamina, and not so much the scoreboard. And when we go through these situations coming out of exams, it's one of the things we really try to harp on during the week. Don't worry about scoreboard. Worry about trying to be consistent and get back. So that. And I don't think they were thinking scoreboard as much. I think they were a little disappointed that they didn't have the energy towards the end of the half that they had to start the half. And that's something you don't know until you actually go through it. You can practice all you want. You don't know what your game stamina is going to be when you haven't played for, you know, 2.5 weeks or whatever it is.
28 points and 10 rebounds tonight from Brian. How bad are you going to miss him after tomorrow?
You know, we'll see. We'll see. You know?
After the last game, you said you thought he might be pressing a little tonight.
I don't think so at all.
Really efficient.
I thought
night.
He was very relaxed.
Yeah.
He didn't force any moves. The ball got to him nicely. He got his touches. I thought he was really smooth tonight.
That's a pretty good accomplishment for a Harvard player to make the force return.
Yep.
Much more proud of him for that.
Really, very much so.
And he made 1,000 points tonight, did he not?
He did.
Wow.
I guess he was relaxed. Got his 1,000. He's got his career high.
Good night for Brian.